Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom served with a side of real talk. Ever feel like your relationships are stuck in neutral? Like you're communicating but not truly connecting? You know that feeling when words get lost in translation or emotions simmer beneath the surface, waiting to boil over? Well, today we're diving into the heart of healthy relationships' effective communication. It's more than just saying the right things. It's about building bridges of understanding, creating safe spaces for vulnerability, and navigating disagreements with grace. Think of it like this. Communication is the bedrock of any strong relationship. Without it, you're left with shaky ground and a whole lot of misunderstandings. But with intentional effort, we can turn that foundation into solid gold. So, let's unpack some powerful strategies to level up your communication game and cultivate those deep, meaningful connections you crave. First things first, active listening is king. I mean, truly listening, not just waiting for your turn to speak. It's about paying attention to the words, the tone of voice, the body language, the whole package. Ask clarifying questions, summarize what you hear to ensure understanding, and show genuine empathy. Ever been in a conversation where someone just nods along without really absorbing what you're saying? It feels awful, right? Let's be those people who truly listen and make others feel heard and validated. Second, be honest and direct. Don't sugarcoat your feelings or beat around the bush. Now, that doesn't mean being brutally blunt. There's a way to express yourself honestly while still being kind and respectful. Use I statements to own your feelings instead of saying you always make me feel, try I feel, when. This helps prevent blame and fosters open dialogue. Third, choose your battles wisely. Not every disagreement needs to be a full-blown war. Learn to let go of minor annoyances and focus on the issues that truly matter. Remember, communication is about finding solutions, not winning arguments. A little compromise goes a long way in building stronger bonds. Fourth, find common ground. Even when you disagree, there's usually some shared territory. Focus on those areas of agreement to build bridges and create a sense of unity. It's like saying, okay, we might not see eye to eye on this, but we both want what's best for. This reminds everyone that you're on the same team. Finally, make time for connection. Life gets busy, I get it. But carving out dedicated time for meaningful conversations with loved ones is crucial. Put down your phones, turn off the TV, and truly engage. Have deep conversations about your hopes, dreams, fears of things that really matter. Think of a time when you felt truly heard and understood in a relationship. How did that make you feel? Probably pretty darn good. Now imagine sharing that feeling more often. That's the power of intentional communication. Let me tell you about a real-life example. My friend Sarah was going through a tough time with her partner. They were constantly arguing, and it felt like they were speaking different languages. One day, I suggested they try something new. Instead of focusing on who was right or wrong, they tried to understand each other's perspectives. They actively listened, asked clarifying questions, and really tried to see things from the other person's point of view. It wasn't easy at first, but it made a huge difference. They started communicating with more empathy and understanding, which strengthened their bond. Remember, healthy relationships are built on a foundation of respect, empathy, and open communication. These strategies aren't magic bullets, but they can definitely help you foster deeper connections and navigate the complexities of human interaction with grace and ease. So, what's one thing you can implement today to improve your communication? Maybe it's practicing active listening with a loved one or making a conscious effort to choose your words more carefully. Even small steps can make a big difference. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights and join the conversation on social media. Use #DailyStoicPower and let us know how you're applying these strategies in your own relationships. Until next time, keep striving for connection and clarity. It's worth every effort.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.